To 12, we're going to be reading a section from verse 9 through to verse 21. The words should appear on the screen behind me. Now, the reason that we're reading this morning is that we're going to come back this morning to our verse for the year. One of the things that I like to do halfway through the year is kind of do an MOT, as it were. Now, if you're not a car owner, that's something you don't understand. But an MOT is something you do when you own a car. You take it in every year and they check up, see how it's doing, check whether things need kind of repairing or tweaking up in various ways. And so that's what we're kind of doing this morning with ourselves. We're going to come back to our verse for the year and we're going to check up. We're going to MOT and say, kind of, how are we doing with these instructions for followers of our Lord Jesus Christ? And this verse falls right in the middle of this section. So let me read to us Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through to 21. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, as we return this morning to these verses that we've picked for our verse for the year, we ask that although they've been hanging on our walls perhaps for a while or stuck somewhere in our house or hanging here in the building, that today you would take these words and teach them afresh, write them on our hearts, empower us to live them. Father, may we understand them again today, and may they shape us as we live out our lives here in 2021. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, our verse from the year: be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Or if I could just kind of phrase it another way, because this is quite a helpful way to think about it, but as you translate it out of the original language, because they put the words in different orders, it reads like this. This is what it says: in hope, rejoicing; in tribulation, enduring; in prayer, persevering. It changes it slightly. Hopefully that's a helpful way. But this is a verse that as church leaders, we picked this year to be our kind of life verse, our verse for the year that we hope would kind of help shape and lead us into 2021. Now let's just back up for a second, because we've got to understand a couple of things about this verse. Number one is that these are instructions for followers of Jesus. So if you have a Bible, Romans 12 verse 1 says this: therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, offer your bodies as living sacrifices. These are words addressed to people who have been shown mercy by God. That is the mercy he's given us in the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us, to give us eternal life. So these are words to Christians. Second thing we need to understand, though, is that these are words that are empowered by Jesus. So to live out these words from the Bible, to do these things that we picked as our verse for the year, you need the transforming, powerful help of Jesus. So look at Romans 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So something has to be done to us, a renewing of our minds, a transforming of us. And that's done by Jesus to us. So these are words for followers of Jesus, and they're empowered by the Lord Jesus. And so as we come back to these words this morning, my question really, as we find ourselves in the middle of 2021, how are we doing at Romans 12, verse 12? How are you doing at Romans 12, verse 12? It has been another hard year, hasn't it, in so many ways. Not just because of COVID and the knock-on effects of COVID, but the reality, there is all sorts of hard things going on in life, isn't there, before COVID showed up, and they haven't gone away. And so here we are, we find ourselves in the middle of 2021. It's been another hard year for all sorts of reasons. How are we doing at Romans 12, verse 12? Now, what I want us to do this morning is, as we kind of analyze that, perhaps answer that question, it's meant to be a bit more reflective this morning, is I want to give us three questions, just three kind of analyzing questions that we can sit this morning and ask ourselves. And I want you to do that honestly this morning. I want you to sit there and just kind of have that inner dialogue with yourself to say, well, how am I doing at these things? Where perhaps I drifted off course? Where perhaps do I need to tweak things up a bit this morning? And with God's help, pursue Romans 12, verse 12. So here's the three questions to help us analyze how we're getting on. Question number one, are you staying hopeful? Are you staying hopeful? Are we staying hopeful? Have you been hopeful during 2021? Or have you kind of sunk into despair? Hopeful or despair? Look how the verse starts. Paul says to Christians, be joyful in hope. Even in 2021, hope is a word that we've used lots, isn't it? And heard used lots of times. Hope that we might reach that next step of the government guidelines and the next step on their roadmap. Hope that the vaccinations will bring down hospitalizations. Hope that restrictions will be completely removed. We use it in those kind of ways. And we tend to use this word hope to represent a sort of an uncertain expectation. It's coming, we hope it's coming, but we're not really sure if it's going to happen. We hope this will happen, but we can't be sure. Now, when we use the word hope like that, the problem is that many of us feel crushed and get crushed by that kind of hope, don't we? Hope deferred makes the heart sick. This idea that I'm looking forward to it, but when it doesn't happen, you just sink into a pit. But as followers of Jesus, that's not the kind of hope that Paul is talking about in our verse for the year. As followers of Jesus, we have a hope, not that's an uncertain expectation, but is a solid reality, a concrete hope, a certain hope. Now, what is that hope that Christians have? Well, it's not merely the return of life to the way it was before the pandemic. In Jesus, it is the hope of him coming again and making all things new. It is the hope of an eternal inheritance that will never perish, spoil, or fade. It is the hope of a world where there is no more death, no more crying, no more mourning, no more pain. It's the hope of dwelling with our perfect Lord Jesus in a perfect world. And that hope is a solid reality because it is based on the facts of the Easter weekend. The cross and the certain resurrection of Jesus in the past guarantee this future that is to come. And for those of us who are trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, we have been given a new start, new life, new birth into this living hope. This certain future. And that is the hope that Paul talks about. That is the hope that Christians are and should be looking forward to, not as a wishful thinking, but as a solid reality. And so as we find ourselves in the middle of 2021, just ask yourself for the moment, is that my hope? Is that still my hope as we come to the middle of this year? Is that still what you're looking forward to? With all the twists and turns of this year, have you stayed hopeful about that future? Or have your eyes begun to drop to just see what's going on around us? Have you lost that expectation? How often this year have you thought about heaven, about this future that is to come? And I want you to notice, you see, that it's that hope, as you look at our verse for the year, it is that hope that we can rejoice in. It is that hope that can bring us joy and gladness even in the middle of trials. See what Paul says? Rejoice, be joyful in hope, in that future, in that world to come. Rejoice and be glad. Whatever happens in your life, you can have this joy because that is the future that's coming. Christian hope can be the source of joy in the present. It can stimulate joy. It doesn't always mean you'll have a little spring in your step and a skip down the street or a smile on your face, because some circumstances you just can't rustle up that kind of joy. But the joy that Paul talks about, the rejoicing, is one of the heart, where a heart has a peace, the heart has sat down even in the middle of trials. Sometimes it'll be a spring in your step, but sometimes it'll just be that sense of inner joy, inner peace, that things are going to be all right in the end. Have you experienced any of that joy this year? As we've had crushed hopes, perhaps, about things reopening or twists and turns in our lives, have we had that kind of inner joy that the future hope that Christians have can bring us? Hope that is fueling our joy. At the start of the year, I don't expect anyone to remember this, but at the start of the year, I shared with you some words of a Christian forefather called John Calvin, as he was reflecting on these words, rejoicing in hope. And he says this, he says that Paul warned us against remaining content with earthly joys. Now sure, there is all sorts of things around us that can bring us a joy, but he says, don't stay content with earthly joys. And he counseled us instead to raise our minds to heaven, that we may enjoy full and solid joy. And so have we this year raised our minds to heaven? Have we helped ourselves to stay joyfully hopeful? You cannot be joyful about something you never think about. You cannot rejoice in something that you're not looking forward to. And so, friends, as we continue in 2021, let these words urge us, spur us on to keep hopeful, to keep our minds raised to heaven, to keep our eye on that future that is to come. Keep the gospel constantly before you. Because in Jesus, those who are trusting Jesus, we are forgiven, we are kept, and we have a certain future that is coming. It will be okay in the end. Is that your hope as you've gone through 2021? Maybe you're here this morning and that's not your hope. But if it isn't your hope, then I want to say that it can be. It can be your hope this morning as you trust Jesus as the source of God's mercy to you, forgiving you, giving you a future that you don't deserve. I want to say to you this morning, if you're here, then join us as a church in having that hope, having that future to look forward to. Share that hope with us. Learn to rejoice with us. Find joy with us, even when life is difficult. So question number one, as we think about how we're getting on with Romans 12:12, are you staying hopeful this year? Have you been hopeful? Friends, let's keep hopeful as we press on into this year. Question number two, to help us kind of think through how we're getting on. Are we keeping on, keeping on? Are we keeping on, keeping on? Look again at our verse for the year. How does it go on? Be joyful in hope. What does he say next? Be patient. You're allowed to speak behind your masks. It's okay. Be patient. No one's going to say anything this morning. We're all stuck to our seats. Let's try one more time. What does it say? Wonderful. Oh, look, we will get back to participation at some point. Be patient in affliction. Followers of Jesus, we have this solid reality, this hope of a brilliant future, but that is not a promise that life will be easy now. Life is full of afflictions. Christians are not immune from the troubles, the tribulations, the afflictions of this life. This world is full of afflictions, and this idea of affliction is the idea of tribulation. It's the idea of trial. It's the idea of being in a situation that can cause us great distress. The word in the original language, when it was used, often carried this idea of getting to breaking point. Now, this probably just reflects something of my destructive nature, but when I was younger, me and my friends used to play a game with the rulers at school to see how far you could bend them before they broke. Yeah, that's good. There's a few people nodding, so I feel better about myself now. That's good. So we used to play this game. Now, obviously, we lost a few rulers in the process, but it's this idea of bending something, and then you get all that creaks and that cracks at the top, and it starts to creak, and then suddenly it goes. And this idea of facing afflictions is this idea of bringing us to a place where it just feels like you're going to go, like you're going to snap, like you can't take anymore. And I guess that many of us have found ourselves in situations like that in 2021, so far as we've journeyed this year. Places where we just think, I'm going to break here. I can't do this anymore. Now, that may be COVID-related. That may be because we're a bit fed up with all the restrictions, the not being able to see people. We're a bit fearful, perhaps, about the virus in various ways. We may be at breaking point because of those things, but life is still full of other things, isn't it? COVID hasn't taken away the other things that make us feel like we're going to break. It could be relational struggles. It could be financial struggles. It could just be sickness and the things that come with living in a broken world. See, some of us, even this year, may have shared afresh in the sufferings that come just from being a Christian. The family, perhaps, that doesn't want us to follow Jesus. We've shared, as it were, in carrying the cross with Jesus. But some of us will have experienced it in all sorts of ways. And it's into this kind of affliction, into these moments of getting to breaking points, that Paul urges us to keep on keeping on. To be patient means to endure. That's what the word means here. To maintain one's belief, to stand one's ground in the truths of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That this trial will not move me off course. That's what it means to endure. I will not stop trusting Jesus. I can't see what he's up to. This is painful. It feels like I'm going to break, but I'm not going to stop trusting Jesus. That's what it means to endure. During the lockdowns, don't ask me why I did this, but I decided that I'd have a go at running a marathon one Saturday morning because I thought, hey, why not? It's a Saturday morning. And it's a really, really long way, by the way, just in case you hadn't worked that out. It's a really, really long way. And I was doing okay, but I have to say the last 5 kilometers were horrendous. And it literally got to this point where I was putting one foot in front of the other, and I had no idea whether I was going to make it. It was literally just one foot, one foot, one foot, because you just had to make it. But that captures the idea of what it means at times to be patient in the face of affliction, to endure in tribulation. It just means to put one foot in front of the other. You may not be deeply aware of everything that's going on around you, but you're going to get to the end and you're going to keep on keeping on. And that's what we're called to do. Are you keeping on keeping on? Are you standing firm in your faith in the Lord Jesus? Are you putting one foot in front of the other, even when life feels hard and it feels like you're going to break and you haven't got all the answers? Are you going to keep on keeping on? Or has this year kind of perhaps knocked you off course a bit? Has it caused you to be a bit unsure, a bit dry, a bit uncommitted? We've got to keep on keeping on. And if we are a little bit off course this morning, what can bring us back? What can kind of re-energize us to be patient in affliction this morning? Well, it actually links to the first thing. See, one of the things that I don't know if we talked about this at the beginning of the year, but they're like a chain. They're all linked together. Because how can I possibly endure the hard things of this life? It is if I have hope. I can stand firm in the afflictions of life if I know it's going to be okay in the end. If I'm sure of this hope. Hope of what is to come will enable me to endure the afflictions of today. Again, listen to John Calvin, who's really helpful on this. Listen to what he says. He says, "No man will indeed calmly and quietly submit to bear the cross," that's the afflictions, "but he who has learned to seek his happiness beyond this world, so as to mitigate and allay the bitterness of the cross that is of our afflictions, with the consolation of hope." Now that's a long-winded way of saying, actually, if you have your mind on what is to come, it can allay and mitigate, push one to one side, the bitterness of the afflictions that we face today. And Jesus himself knew what it was to live this out. Listen to these words from Hebrews 12. They tell us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. "For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured," there's that word, patient in affliction. "He endured such opposition from sinners, so that we will not grow weary and lose heart." Jesus models keeping on, in the face of trials that feel like they're going to break you. And so as we find ourselves in the middle of 2021, in another hard year, let me ask you this morning, are you staying hopeful? Number one. Are you keeping on, keeping on? Are you standing firm in affliction? Are you still going with Jesus? Bearing each trial that comes your way patiently, waiting for the hope that will come. So two questions. Are you staying hopeful? Are you keeping on, keeping on? Third question. Are we staying prayerful? Now look again how the verse goes on. Be faithful in prayer. How's your prayer life been in 2021? We hate it when a preacher says that, don't we? Because none of us is going to sit here and think, yes, I am the best prayer in the world. It's been my best prayer life. We all struggle, don't we, with praying a bit? And wherever we are on that spectrum, all of us feel in some way, well, we could do a bit more. So this isn't me beating you up, but I just want us to ask honestly, how has praying been this year? Maybe for some of us it has been good. Maybe for some of us this season has just brought us a little bit closer to God, a little bit more time with him, to be able to talk to him a bit more. Maybe it's been good, but I suspect that for many of us, it's been a struggle to pray. For perhaps some of us, it's been a year where we struggle to be consistent and persistent in prayer. As we get halfway through the year and we do an MOT, as it were. And this morning, if you're thinking to yourself, oh, do you know what? I haven't been very joyful about hope. And I haven't been very patient this year. I haven't endured very well. Then because this is a chain, I want to suggest to you that just maybe you've struggled for joy in trials, and you've struggled for endurance in trials because we're lacking in prayer. When life is tough, you know, let's be honest for a moment, rejoicing and being patient just seem a little bit beyond us, don't they? Can I really endure? Can I really be joyful even in trials? But friends, because those things are beyond us, that's why we need prayer. Joy and patience are both products of the grace of God in our lives. They're not something we can conjure up by ourselves. They need God to do something in us. And so prayer is our access to being joyful in hope. And prayer is our access to being patient in afflictions. At the start of the year, I shared with you a picture that an old Victorian preacher called Spurgeon used. You may remember it, but he speaks about joy and patience being like two tablets that every Christian needs to take. But how do you wash them down, he says? With a large glass of prayer. How do we take joy and patience? How do we become joyful and patient? By washing it down with prayer. See, as we check up on ourselves on Romans 12:12, a question to ask ourselves is, are we staying prayerful? Have we been prayerful this year? And not just prayers in crisis. We're all good at prayers in crisis, aren't we? Not just prayers that kind of leap out as a sense of duty. Well, I have to pray today. But faithful in prayer. As the New Testament translator J.B. Phillips puts it, he says, steadfastly maintaining the habit of prayer. Is that you? Is that us? We won't just accidentally stumble into being this type of prayer. Okay, that's not just going to happen by accident. It takes effort. It takes the forming of habits. And the Bible's real with us. It knows we struggle with prayer. But it also is real with us because it knows we need it. So let's be people of prayer. How will you be faithful? How will you be devoted to prayer as we press on into 2021? Look, if you're going to have a takeaway from today, something perhaps to take from church and think, I'm going to try and kind of, with God's help, work on that and do that, then please make this the one, because it's a chain. It's the end of the chain. And as you work backwards, you'll see the fruit of the other things as you work on the praying. Because if I work on prayer and I say, Father, I need you. If I'm going to patiently endure afflictions, I'm going to need you. And I'm going to need you because that patience comes from hope. And so please make me joyful about hope. You see how it works? But it all hangs on, it hinges on this end of the chain, which is being faithful in prayer. See, maybe some of us still, even halfway through 2021, don't have a regular prayer life yet. Start one. It's not too late, the middle of the year. Let's start a prayer life. Start small. Start regular. Fix a time. Set an alarm on your phone to say, I'm just going to pray for just a few minutes this morning, and I'm going to say, God, I need your help today. Keep it simple and keep it real. As followers of Jesus, are you staying faithful in prayer? So here we go. We've done a checkup this morning. Romans 12:12, what does it say? Should we say it together? Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Or if I could just put it round how I started at the beginning. How does it read if you kind of go for the funny word order of the original language? It says, in hope, rejoicing, it says. In tribulations, enduring. In prayer, persevering. How are you doing? Romans 12, verse 12. As we continue in 2021, which has been another hard year, let's keep hopeful. Let's raise our minds to heaven regularly. Seek joy in heaven. Let's keep going, one foot in front of the other. Just keep on plodding, even when it feels like you're facing things that make you feel like you're going to break. Let's keep believing what we believe, and let's keep praying. Let's be committed and regular to seeking God's help in prayer, both personally and together as we pray as a church. Let's do that now, shall we? Let's pray as we start. I've really been helped as we pray by a prayer of Paul, actually, later in Romans. But he prays this, and I'm going to use that to help us. He says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for these exhortations to us as Christians. Father, without your help, these would be impossible to live. Finding joy and endurance in the face of afflictions would be impossible, or they'd be fleeting at best. But we thank you that you've given us hope, hope of a world to come, hope of the Lord Jesus' return, hope of a world without pandemics, without relationship struggles, without the brokenness that the curse has brought upon this world. And Father, we want to learn what it is to find joy and happiness, even in difficulties, in that hope. And Father, we want to be those as well who endure in the face, who stand our ground, who stand firm, unmoved from the truths of the gospel, unmoved from Jesus our Savior. Please help us to do that. And Father, please make us faithful in prayer to cry out to you for what's impossible for us, but possible for you. Father, make us people who depend upon you regularly. And we ask this, please, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let's encourage each other with that hope, shall we? We're going to sing, "There is a hope that burns within our hearts."